Okay, a fun shocking stat to start off with here. Did you see this? Well, I'm telling you, the jaws were dropping on this one. The California Angels star outfielder Mike Trout finalized a 10-year, $360 million extension that would keep him under contract for 12 years for, are you ready? $426.5 million. $426.5 million. Again, numbers so big for, he's the best player in baseball. You know, he's been MVP. He's does it all. But still, 12 years, $426.5 million for Mike Trout. As I said, every athlete, come on, I don't care if you're LeBron James or you're Steph Curry making outrageous amounts. I think they look at that and go, are you kidding me? Well, let's get to the serious shocking stat. And just for the record, I do shocking stats because I think facts are important. And just the facts that support my opinion, and not just the facts that support any opinion I may have. No, facts are important to have a well-rounded, well-versed opinion. But I think that puts me in the minority these days. You might recall Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez summed up what I call the new age attitude on facts. She was in an interview 60 Minutes earlier this year. And she was getting challenged on the numerous incorrect and outright false statements she makes. And she stated in quotes, I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely factually and semantically correct than about being morally right. No, facts don't matter. And the biggest change I've noticed in public debate over the last 20 to 30 years is that people used to be uncomfortable when it became obvious that they didn't know all the facts. Well, today I find the attitude is, why should I? I know I'm morally correct. So let's get on to my shocking stat of the week. A couple of weeks ago, my goofy went to those people who went to see Barack Obama in Calgary, Winnipeg, and Vancouver, and they seemed oblivious to the role his administration has played in trying to derail the Canadian oil industry, starting with going against the advice of his own State Department by not allowing the Keystone XL pipeline to proceed. And that cost the Canadian economy billions. Well, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I did get some blowback. You know, how dare I question President Obama? But I wasn't questioning him. I was pointing out the facts. And here they are. Since his election in 2008, are you ready? 58,255 kilometers of new crude oil pipelines were built in the U.S. 58,255. And what about Canada? The number of new kilometers of pipeline built? Zero. 58,000 plus for the U.S., Canada, zero. And why did the U.S. experience such an explosion and a subsequent explosion to their production? And much of it during the Obama administration. Because under President Obama, the export ban on U.S. crude oil production was lifted. Suddenly, they could export to the world. A phenomenal incentive to not just increase U.S. production, which in turn required pipeline infrastructure. I think most Canadians would be shocked when they see that juxtaposition. Zero for Canada, 58,255 kilometers of new crude oil pipelines built in the U.S. As I say, I'm still shaking my head about how many Canadians were there to applaud the president, especially in Calgary.